Board meeting. Date is February 23rd, 2022. The time is 12:01 p.m. Looks like we don't need to call a roll because we have a quorum. Check, 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 right? Any public comment today? Anyone here for comment from the public? I'll ask a third time. Anyone here for comment from the public? Hearing none, I'll close public participation and move on to the approval of the minutes from December 21st, 2021 special meeting and January 26th, 2022 special meeting. Any questions or comments on those? I have a motion to approve them.
So moved, Madam Chair. John Coleman.
Moved by Mr. Coleman. Do I have a second?
Second, Lisa Hancock.
Thank you, Lisa from Talland. All those in favor approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We're going to move on to correspondence and handouts today. John, you've got the federal certification review findings. You want to talk about that?
That just says we're doing a hell of a good job.
Great.
with our transportation programs and transportation planning. This is a, I think it's a, every 3 years they do the review. They met with the transportation committee and the staff back in the fall. And this is their completion. They had some recommendations. They had no findings. And we are now certified to move forward to continue doing the transportation planning and project implementation for the next 3 years with our federal and state partners. I don't know if the staff wants to add anything, but basically says we're doing a good job and we're in compliance.
Nothing but the best from the Capital Region Council of Governments.
Absolutely.
any questions on that? Thank you, John. Or B, the 2022 Nonprofit Security Grant Program Technical Assistance Webinar. Pauline?
That would be, this is just informational for our towns to pass on to nonprofits in your towns. This is security webinars on how to protect, churches, synagogues, nonprofits. I think there's been some incidences where in the news recently where the synagogue in Texas found this to be helpful. So just if you could pass it on to the nonprofits in your towns, that would be great.
Great, thanks very much. And do you want to go into legislative priorities as well?
Sure. Dr. Lara Ray and Matt Hart met with Senator Steve Cassano last week, and this is a letter as a follow-up to that priority. It's from our legislative agenda, and the priority being finishing the Hartford Rail Line dual tracking up on the requesting. To have that as a priority, finishing the dual tracking on the rail line, as well as finding ways for COGS to be of assistance and help with the anticipated retirements within Conduct.
Okay, great, thank you. We'll move along to item number five, get into our monthly reports. With the chair and executive director reports, that's me and Pauline. I'll start off quickly because I do have some things that I do want to report to everybody. Since our last meeting, I've had two separate meetings with the commissioner of the Department of Transportation, and also had a separate meeting with Commissioner Boughton to talk specifically about CROG's access to a lot of these federal infrastructure funds that are going to be coming through the state. So from our perspective, it's good to have these conversations with these individuals to find out how we can make sure that our towns are getting equal access to these funds, but also to really come together and really start thinking about our plans and priorities as an organization and how to apply for these funds once the application process kind of rolls out. So it was good informational meetings for me to have to help understand that process. And I'm sure Matt Hart and I will be speaking to all of you over the next couple of months about how we can prioritize a lot of these projects so that we can bring more money into our COG because we're the best and we need to get all of it. Pauline?
I don't have anything to add. That's great.
Fantastic. I don't know if, do we want to go through each monthly report or do I just want to ask if anybody has any questions?
I think you could ask if anybody has any questions. I do notice that Metro Hartford Alliance joined on item F, so I don't know if they have an update. But other than that, I think for the other items, you can ask for questions.
Anyone have any questions on items A through G? Check it off the list. Kathy, you're up for a legislative update.
That was quick. Pauline mentioned a meeting that we had with Senator Cassano and Representative Kristen McCarthy-Vahey. It really went very well. We talked about the agenda in general, but also some specifics looking for language that would move things, potentially move things forward on the Hartford-Boston line, putting it into the capital plan and having it stay there with the use of federal funds and other monies that are available. Lyle spoke about the solid waste issue. I'm not sure it wasn't more of a redux of what we've run into in the past. I think it's so difficult to get hands around potential options for it. We never really get much of a commitment to take action, but it's at least on their agenda. So moving forward, we hope to see some of these bills raised in committee. Senator Cassano invited Rep. McCarthy-Vahey, so we had coverage on both the P&D committee, which covers COGS, and the transportation. And I'm sorry, one other thing that was important in that meeting was to talk about the possibility of COGS doing some things for CONDA, given their backlog of projects and they're losing folks at a regular basis, and that's only going to get worse. So we put that out there as an option for COGS to, even if it's just a small pilot in the beginning, to start taking some of these smaller projects off the table from DOT. So that is the majority of what we did. There's sessions in, they're still virtual. The belief is by the first, they'll be in person, but how that's going to look, nobody really knows yet. But right now it's all still virtual, so we'll keep you posted. And if anybody has any questions on the bills that we're sending out, just let us know, because we can tailor that however you like. And I hope folks saw it in the chat. Chris Smith is here somewhere from our shop as well. I don't see him, but he was here.
I'm here. I hope folks can see me now. Thank you, Kathy, for the intro, and looking forward to working with you all.
Great. Thanks so much, Kathy. Hi, Chris. Long time no see.
Absolutely. How are you, Mayor?
Good. Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Kathy or Chris as their work certainly starts to ramp up over the next couple of months? Great. Thank you, guys. We'll move right along into item 7. This is obviously a personal thing of mine. I've been asking Krog for a while to give this presentation. This is prior to me becoming chair, so this is not like I bombarded myself on the agenda, I promise. joining us today is Mallory Dupre from the City of New Britain's Office of Community Services. So one of the things that we talk about frequently is the opioid epidemic going on in the state, across the country. I thought that this would be a good opportunity to talk to all of you a little bit about an initiative that was created that's called New Britain Recovers, because it really is a multidisciplinary approach going across not just municipalities, but healthcare providers. And, you know, nonprofit organizations throughout the city to attack and really try to fight the epidemic with best practices. And some of the things that we've done have really been replicated and highlighted on a national model. And Mallory is in charge of overseeing the day-to-day of this. So I wanted to give her the opportunity today to talk with all of you about what New Britain Recovers does. And at the end of this, if there's any questions or if any of you are interested in wanting to know how to create something similar for your communities, we are available to talk about that and help address it. So Mallory, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. As Mayor Storr says, I'm Mallory Dupre. I work for the City of New Britain in the Community Services Division, and I also oversee all of our drug and prevention task forces that we are now calling New Britain Recovers. So as you see, our mission through community-level interactions, New Britain Recovers connects individuals in a stigma-free manner to resources with care, concern, and compassion. And I'm going to just, this presentation I drafted as a timeline from when we started our first initiative in 2018, and we'll take you through current times. So bear with me. This is going to be a very broad brush overview. I don't have enough time to really get into the weeds. Do I just say next slide? Okay, perfect. So in November of 2018, the City of New Britain partnered with the State Attorney's Office and area service providers to create a coordinated pathway to treatment and recovery for individuals struggling with heroin and opioid addictions. Through the HOPE initiative, officers offered a jail diversion approach by offering a ride to a treatment program at the hospital instead of arresting those who were experiencing a drug-related offense. Police and emergency responders bring the patient to an emergency room where they're assessed for appropriate treatment. As of today, 276 individuals have been referred into a treatment program instead of being arrested. Next slide, please. In 2019, Mayor Storr launched the New Britain's Opioid Task Force to look at additional ways to prevent opioid-related deaths. The task force is led by the mayor, and it includes members of the city's Community Services Division, the Health Department, New Britain EMS, CMHA, which is Community Mental Health Affiliates, the New Britain Fire Department, and other service providers and partners within our city. In November of 2019, our local prevention council was formed, or I should say reformed, which brought together youth serving organizations and other sectors to focus on prevention of youth substance use and misuse, as well as providing mental health supports. Next slide, please. This is our logo page. So it takes a village. We can't do anything on our own. And these are all of the partners that are really intricate into the success, making these coalitions possible and supportive in the City of New Britain. We use a multidisciplinary approach to ensure all needs are met with the individuals that are entered into our care. Through the 2019 year, different committees were formed to focus on collecting and sharing data. A public information campaign committee was formed, the development of online resources, applying for grants, offering community Narcan training sessions, and more. And the forming of these committees throughout the year of 2019 demonstrates the collaborative effort and time in which partners come together to really solve a problem. Next slide, please. In October of 2019, CCAR, which is Connecticut Community for Addiction Recovery, they came to our task force meeting, and as a group, we participated in a group discussion with a rubric based rating our community as to how recovery friendly we really are. There is an actual checklist, and if anyone is interested, I can share that, but the resource is right on CCAR as well. So but what this is basically an evaluation of what our community looks like when we talk about being recovery friendly and offering sober and family friendly events, as well as resource agencies that are equipped to provide services to those that are struggling with mental health or the disease of addiction. Coupling this evaluation, we began to build a website that serves as a resource depository for all partners, agencies, and services related to substance use and misuse, as well as prevention efforts. Additionally, we began a social media page on Facebook, and this graphic that you are looking at now is actually an example of our social media campaign that we launched during COVID. Marketing is definitely a huge component of the success of New Britain Recovers, and as I'm sure you all know, Mayor Storr is definitely a champion when it comes to social marketing. And this really highlights our partners, working with the partners. The city takes the lead in coordinating the meetings, the partners, but also in seeking funding and spreading news of not only what the municipality is doing, but how the municipality supports our nonprofit and service agencies that work with this population. Next slide, please. All right, 2020, which the year of challenges, it presented us with a lot of opportunity, though. So we received our first community's first resolution that was passed by the Common Council. This was when the municipality shined the most. Mayor Stewart and the Common Council unanimously voted on and passed the resolution declaring the city of New Britain as a recovery-friendly community. That came as a result of the checklist that we completed as a group in 2019. This was impactful to the residents that struggle with the disease of addiction, as well as our community partners who work every single day to provide the services to these individuals. COVID hit us, but it didn't stop us. It gave us extra desk time to identify some funding streams to address this epidemic during the pandemic. And we were successful at receiving a grant to establish a recovery navigator program in partnership with our EMS. And I'll explain that further when we get into the next year. We also secured 10-year funding from the feds for drug-free communities, which focuses on data collection and strategy alignment for youth substance use awareness and prevention for our youth that are in grades 6 through 12. Next slide. So through the State Department of Public Health, we as a task force were able to apply for a pretty large grant to get a recovery navigator program established in partnership with our first responders. So what is a recovery navigator? Certified recovery coaches are actual EMS paramedics who were cross-trained to know and understand the unique struggles of substance use and the best pathways to recovery. They can provide trauma-informed care to residents, promote enrollments in a treatment program, and implement safe stations and mobile medicated assisted therapy. Having specialized care from trained medical professionals like our EMS coaches helps our city support successful recoveries. So with this funding, we're able to train all of our community partners in TROSC, which is trauma-informed, recovery-oriented systems of care. All of our paramedics have been cross-trained as recovery coaches, and a shared data platform system was created to ensure all individuals that are treated for an overdose or transported by our first responders for a drug use can be linked directly to an agency for a follow-up service. Next slide. Yep. So this is just an example of advocacy, another highlight of a program that really is led by the municipality. So it's a powerful tool city influencers have the ability to leverage. In our town, we have the Beehive Bridge. And so utilizing this monument in our own community to advocate for what's important. So September is National Recovery Month, and our mayor lit up the bridge purple to just represent acknowledge that recovery is possible here in the city of New Britain. Next slide, please. And this is just another example of our social media campaign that we launched in 2020. Again, getting the word out and just highlighting the growth that we've had since the inception of the HOPE program in 2018. You can noticeably see that we have decreased the opioid deaths. Next slide, please. In 2021, our three highlights here were we launched our Recovery Navigator program. We rebranded all of these subcommittees to align under one giant umbrella, which is what we now call New Britain Recovers. And we hosted our first ever awareness event. Next slide. All right, so this is the Recovery Navigator program. In this picture, Mayor Stewart joined for a ride along with our recovery Navigator coordinator. And our Rapid Referral Network partners. So our Rapid Referral Network partners that were contracted into the data platform system include the Hospital of Central Connecticut, Community Health Center, Community Mental Health Affiliates, Corumdale, Farrell Treatment Center, Root Center for Recovery, and Wheeler Clinic. I'm sorry, I wanted to mention them all because they all play a very valid role in the success of this program. And these key agencies provide the direct services and follow-up to the patients. We like to have this variety of providers at the table because one size does not fit all for recovery. Our recovery navigators are EMS staff, as mentioned earlier, and they help to find a program that best fits the individuals. Our staff, our recovery navigators work during the week, Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 3 to conduct follow-up visits from any 911 transports. And yes, we know that addiction and overdoses aren't just a Monday through Friday problem, but the data system is available 24/7 to all first responders that encounter someone with a substance misuse or an overdose experience. And they're able to enter them into that system so that when our recovery navigators are on staff, they are able to conduct that follow-up. So on some of our data summaries since the inception of this in February of 2022, we have had numerous referrals, patients, and follow-up programs. 96 engage in treatment, I think, is a huge number. And I just want to say that the internal referrals versus external referrals, the internal referrals are from 911 paramedics and that health platform. So that's anyone that's been transported through our 911 system. And our external referrals are community or any of our network partners. Okay. All right, so this is the rebrand. So your brand is what other people say about you when you're not in the room. Branding and marketing is a part of our public campaign, and if people don't know about the resources available to them, then how are they able to access them? All three of these initiatives work directly with the vulnerable populations. Our city decided to rebrand and coordinate all efforts to fall under what we now call New Britain Recovers. The Opioid Task Force is definitely what kickstarted the idea as we started to collect data and we reviewed it. It made the most sense to share the resources to our homeless prevention programs, as well as our youth prevention efforts. Our mayor, Mayor Stewart, hosted a press conference announcing this new initiative, and we relaunched our website from there, which allows us to have a central location to keep all resources up to date, any links, activities, meetings, etc. This is basically a streamlined approach to enhance resources available and maximize the impact to our community. The five overarching goals are part of the five-year strategic plan, and they overlap in all three initiatives. Next slide. 2020, year five. We just got started, but we're rolling. So we just completed a student survey called Youth Voices Count, which was administered to all 6th and 12th graders in the classroom. We haven't received any of the raw data yet. It just closed last week, but I did hear that we had 78% of the students complete the survey, which is huge. With the recent events surrounding fentanyl hitting our younger population, we teamed up with our EMS professionals and community agencies to train and equip all New Britain community partners with Narcan kits, and the training around how to recognize signs and symptoms of an overdose, as well as the importance of knowing how to use the nasal spray. Special marketing campaigns and community-wide events are being planned throughout the year, which is a coordinated effort led by the Community Services Office, also to ensure all programs have a seat at the table by reaching all populations of our city. An executive board has been established to provide oversight of these three initiatives. And the last slide is our most recent project of our video highlighting various community leaders expressing the importance of Narcan. So I think you should be able to hit play. Yep. No sound.
Let's try this.
No.
Let me, bear with me 1 second here. I didn't realize that there was a video on it, and I think I just need to.
Laura, I think you need to stop sharing and reshare it with your computer sound shared.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was just looking at. So bear with me. Ooh. Sorry about this. Share sound, there we go. All right, let's try this again.
According to the National Center for Drug Abuse Statistics, overdose... deaths due to opioids among 15 to 24-year-olds have increased 500% since 1999.
The stigma surrounding drug addiction and abuse leads many to believe that it only happens in dark alleys or amongst criminals.
This narrative is not only false, but dangerous.
Drug abuse exists everywhere. It can look like anything from a simple dosage mistake to a growing dependency on prescription drugs, to a spiral into addiction.
And those affected are all someone's mother, father, daughter, or son.
What makes these deaths truly heartbreaking is their preventable nature.
Through the use of medication known as Narcan, many of those lost will still be with us today.
Narcan is a life-saving drug and is now available in a nasal spray form, making it easy to administer.
These spray bottles can be purchased at most local drugstores without a prescription.
New Britain Recovers, our community initiative to connect individuals with care, provides an online database of participating locations to help you find Narcan.
These overdoses don't have to end in the death.
And they don't need to destroy yet another family.
Get Narcan, learn how to use it. You could save a life.
I can, you can, Narcan.
Yo puedo, tú puedes, Narcan.
Yumkinuka, Yumkinuni, Narcan.
If you or anyone you know is fighting addiction, please call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration at 1-800-662-4357 or seek a medical professional as soon as you can.
Thank you. So that is that's our latest public campaign, and all the partners that you see there are partners that sit around all of our initiatives, including the director of EMS. Obviously, Mayor Stewart is in there, a couple of our pastors from the city, someone from the school district, and even one of our students. Next slide. And that's just the next slide is just my contact information should anyone have any questions. Thank you for your time today. And remember, I can, you can, Narcan.
Valerie, thanks so much. Again, we're here as a resource if any of the officials on this meeting want to utilize the city of New Britain or talk with Mallory or myself about things that we have been able to do. We have seen some incredible strides and we've made inroads in really helping our community through these initiatives. So Mallory, thanks for being here today. And thank you to everyone for indulging us to learn a little bit about New Britain Recovers. We will move into our first action item of the day. Number 8, Pauline, do I have a...
Yes, we have a couple of resolutions that actually name Lyle Ray in the resolution. And so we just need authorization that once Matt Hart starts, that he would have the same, he would be able to have the same authority that was given to Lyle Ray in those resolutions.
Okay, do I have a motion to accept resolution number 8?
Don't move, John Coleman.
Second, Lori Spielman.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed, motion carries. Resolution number 9.
So this is an agreement with the New London subbase in New London. Basically, New London, the subbase wants to be able to purchase things off of state contract and off of the CROG CRPC bids. And this would enable them to do that through us because they can't do it using their federal government procurement process. CROG would receive an 8% administrative fee when they purchase things off of that agreement. I will note we did offer this to CCOG as something that they could do, but they decided that it wasn't for them. So that's why they came to us.
Okay. Any questions or comments on that? Can I get a motion?
Move approval, Madam Chair. John Coleman.
Second, Lisa Thomas Coventry.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And action item number 10, Kim.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. So CROG put out an RFP for diversity, equity, and inclusion training services, received a total of 8 proposals, which were reviewed by an evaluation committee as well as CROG staff. The top 3 firms were interviewed on January 20th, and at the conclusion of the interview, the panel unanimously agreed that Daniel Penn and Associates would be the best fit for the job. So within your packets today, there is a memo and a resolution requesting authorization from the policy board for CROG to enter into a contract with Daniel Penn and Associates.
Okay, any questions or comments on this? Do I have a motion?
So moved, Madam Chair, John Coleman.
Second,
Bob Bessel.
Thanks, Bob. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Going to the MPO items. John, this is your show.
Yes, Madam Chair. The first one is the CIP amendment, which was approved by the Transportation Committee at its meeting. It's comes out of advanced transportation and congestion management money, which is it's for intended for fast track CT fast track to upgrade some of their electronics, particularly when they're interfacing with intersections. The Transportation Committee approved it and recommends the same to the policy board, and I would so move.
Do I have a second?
Second, Lori Spielman.
Thanks, Lori. Any questions or comments? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Number 12, John.
This is an authorizing resolution to enter into a consultant agreement with the FHI Studio for the gap closure study on the East Coast Greenway. Fairly standard procedure. The money is available. The Transportation Committee approved, recommend same to the policy board, and I would so move.
Second, Lisa Thomas, Coventry.
Thank you, Lisa. Are there any questions or comments on this? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And John, number 13.
This was a little different one. This is CONDOT asked for support for some of their highway safety legislative proposals. There were four of them. The committee went through them in quite some detail. And on the first one, in terms of prohibiting open alcoholic beverages in containers, the committee supported that item and recommends the same to the policy board. And item number two, we had differencing opinions regarding the helmet, a proposed helmet law, and we did not reach a consensus other than our consensuses that we could not agree or disagree to support or not support this legislation, and therefore we did not act one way or the other, and we do not have a recommendation for the policy board. We thought that this probably was not a an item that the Transportation Committee really wanted to take a position on. On item number three, which was a proposal to restrict parking within 25 feet of a marked crosswalk at intersections and mid-block, the committee does not support item number three and would recommend to the policy board not to support it because we felt it could raise concerns about the potential loss of parking spaces in town centers. And if the towns on their own wish to do that, they certainly have the authority and ability to do that. But we did not want it mandated upon us to do it in that. And item number four, which related to the ability for the state to change speed limits on limited access highways in reflecting existing weather or other conditions, the committee did support, does and does recommend supporting that with the caveat that that be posted electronically on the roads that where it would be impacted so that a driving motorist would not receive a text to that effect, but would be informed right away that the speed limit was being reduced to reflect certain conditions. And the committee recommends that the policy board does approve that and recommend same to the legislature. And I think there's a resolution that reflects the committee's recommendations and decisions, and I would so move.
Ben moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Colin, I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion, any questions or comments on this? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Abstain.
Who was that? I'm sorry.
Roe Harford.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And now we're into any other business today. Before we conclude, just want to make note of the upcoming meeting schedule for the month of March. It's there in the bottom of your agenda, but for our own edification, March 8th, the Bike Ped Subcommittee meets. The Executive Committee meeting is March 9th. Our Municipal Services Committee is March 15th. The Transportation Committee meets March 21st. And then the Policy Board, again, on March 23rd. I'm thankful that no meetings are being held on our National Day of Celebration, which is, for me, St. Patrick's Day. Thank you for that.
I just have one PSA request from Laura. Although you do have an Outlook invite, if you could also email her your RSVP when the notice gets sent out, because she sometimes has a little bit of angst that we're not going to reach quorum. So that's just a PSA request.
You got it. Anything else, anybody? Sounds good. We are make a motion to adjourn at 12:30.
Move, Madam Chair.
Second. Lori.
See you guys soon. Everybody take care.
Be well.
Bye.